You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
All right, 8 o'clock hour, 248-848-1130. Let's do a little sports wrap action. It's brought to you by Sporty Cuts, 7 Mile and Outer Drive. That's your West 7 Mile and Outer. Go get a haircut at Sporty Cuts. Gary, how does EP, how does that sound? Like a new tagline? Go get a haircut at Sporty Cuts. Look, he gives me the thumbs up. Yeah, let's go with that instead of anything else. Tigers have a day off today in Chicago after the rainout in Minnesota. They open a 2-game set with the White Sox tomorrow night, weather permitting, because we have rain in the forecast the next 4 days or so. Justin Verlander, Quintana, that's your pitching matchups. Scherzer the next day. Tigers stand at 12-9, and they literally, they're like 7 games behind other teams. I mean, not in the standings. I mean in playing games. I think what is it? Arizona's got 28 already under their belts. Tigers have 21 games done. They've missed all these days because of weather and just regular off days. College baseball following the sweep of the Wildcats. MSU is off till they play Illinois 3 times in Champaign this weekend. Michigan will host Oakland University tomorrow, Wilpon Complex, at 4 p.m. if rain doesn't wash that one out. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker Demand, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Stanley Cup playoffs tonight, Game 6. Penguins, after 1, get 2 goals on Columbus at Nationwide. 2-0 is the score. Evgeny Malkin. Malkin's got 2 goals, his first 2, unbelievably, of the series. Penguins try to wrap up Columbus. Colorado and Minnesota go at 9. Sharks and the Kings at 10. You know who's one of the most underrated guys in the NHL? It's Patrick Marleau of the Sharks. Because he plays all those games in San Jose. They're all West Coast games. You don't hear about much on the East. And San Jose's never won anything. He's got like 435 career goals. Patrick Marleau, in my opinion, might in fact be the most underrated player in the NHL for what he provides. NBA playoffs, second quarter almost done in Charlotte. Bobcats have a 1-point lead in Miami, 45-44. D-Wade's got 11. Kemba Walker still with 10. Atlanta, Indiana coming up. Spurs and Mavericks in Dallas at 9:30. Baseball tonight, American League. These games are about to get going. A's at Texas. There you go, Prince Fielder. Rays at White Sox, so the White Sox have a game tonight before they play the Tigers tomorrow. Indians, Angels at 10. I didn't see them any problem with the rain tonight. I'll take one more check of the White Sox game coming up. Indians, Angels, I said, in Anaheim, 10:05. National League, Cubs, Reds starting in a bit. Ditto for the Brewers, Cardinals, 9:40 tonight. It's the Rockies and D-backs from Phoenix. Padres, Giants go at 10:15 in San Francisco. The NASCARs are headed to Talladega, Alabama this weekend for the Aaron's 499. They're too cheap to afford a 500. 499 after Joey Logano's win in Richmond. And the PGA Tour stop is the Wells Fargo at Quail Hollow, North Carolina. Rory McIlroy and Phil Mickelson both expected to play. Kentucky Derby is Saturday, if you can believe it, with the Derby draw on Wednesday. California Chrome right now is the odds-on favorite to win the Derby, just because you barely heard of any names. There's a horse called We Miss Artie, so that could be a Regner thing. And Danza, named after Tony Danza. Hey, Tony Danza, Uncle Tony. There's a Danza horse, but California Chrome, I think right now, is at like 3 or 4 to 1. And that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. 248-848-1130. It was really hard to get past it today, because every text, every phone call was about the Donald Sterling thing. Magic Johnson came out, open to buying the Clippers. Here he, you know, was already part of the team that spent a couple of billion on the Dodgers, and now he's, here's a lifetime Laker. Even though his guys passed away, Jerry Buss, he would want to own the Clippers if for no other reason than just to get Donald Sterling out of town. Just a crazy weekend with the debacle. The audio nice and clear. I mean, it's hard to look at that or hear that stuff. Gary, you have a little bit of that, right? Why don't we just, if you haven't heard it, you're under a rock, you're in a cave, you just didn't care, you spent your weekend doing other things. Here's a little snippet of just a portion. What you'll hear is the Donald Sterling, allegedly, wink, Donald Sterling, and you can watch this at ParkerTheMan.com with my wink. And V. Stiviano, his girlfriend slash whoever, you know, not his wife, Shelly, that's for sure. Here we go.
Do you know that you have a whole team that's black that plays for you?
Do I know? I support them and give them food and clothes and cars and houses. Who gives it to them? Does someone else give it to them? Do I know that I have? Who makes the game? Do I make the game or do they make the game? There's no 30 owners that created the league?
I'm not going to bring any black people to the stadium.
Well, is it easy to say that?
It's very easy for you to say that.
For you to say that?
I won't say that to anyone. I would never ask anyone not to bring someone based on race or color.
Okay.
That's just a portion of it. I like the part where they just go back and forth and calling each other honey, and she keeps wanting to get him juice, which to me indicates they were probably in the kitchen or somewhere near that part of the house because she was going to get him juice. Huh, honey, do you need some juice? Let me get you some juice. And I was joking with Gary. I said, you know what? I wonder what kind of juice we're talking about. Orange juice, grape juice. That guy probably, he's 80. Prune juice might be the way to go. Not even the pomegranate juice. It would be the prune juice. I mean, you're trying to find, there is no levity to this. This is intolerable. What he says, he just says it so flippantly, so openly, like it didn't matter. Like he's so used to saying it. So easy for it to flow off his tongue. Even in a private situation with his, you know, mixed race girlfriend person. I keep using that because we all know over the years, his wife Shelley, who they married in 1957, Rochelle Stein is her name. Her maiden name. They have children. One passed away, as you might have known, in a kind of a big deal. Terrible story. Nothing says, you know, loving like, you know, your wife not caring that you're, but you're not divorced, that he's with, you know, the younger set. And as I told someone else, when you're 80, Hugh Hefner, you're not going after the 65 plus, okay? And when you got $1 billion, you're just not. You know, it's very rare. 248-848-1130. John, you're on Sports Night with Parker and Man. Hi, John.
Mark, what's going on?
JD, John Davis, what's happening, fellow?
And you know what? It's ironic on this day where Muhammad Ali refused to step forward for the draft.
This is the anniversary of that day?
This is the anniversary of that day. We have players who think protests is turning their shirts inside out. I'm glad Muhammad Ali didn't turn his shorts inside out. I'm glad Curt Flood didn't turn his baseball uniform inside out. I'm glad that Tommy Smith and Juan Carlos didn't turn their gold medals inside out.
Didn't those guys, though, John, have more time to react to their story than these guys had right here in this weekend?
I get that, but at a point, you have to take a stand.
Here's what I told Rob, and he'll be on after 9 o'clock. This is what I told him about taking a stand. I said one of two things. I said, absolutely, let's take a stand. Take a stand. This was terrible. This can't be tolerated. Something has to happen. But my first point was, this is a situation, though, John, where everybody has the Clippers' back. Everybody. From the players to the fans to the ownership to other people, they all have their back. This will be taken care of. So it was almost to the point where, like, guys, don't kill yourselves. Don't hurt yourselves. Don't hurt the Golden State Warriors, too. Don't forget, you got to consider them in this play.
Okay, so they would have won on a 2-0 forfeit.
Well, I understand that, and that's fine. They would have just grabbed a forfeit and called it a day, if that's what you want to do. That was my first point, though. Let me get my second one out. The first point about it was everybody's got your back. Everybody's here with you. They all. Nobody's saying, oh, I don't know. Sterling doesn't sound so terrible. Sounds like a decent man. Nobody's saying it. Even Paula Dean. Even Paula Dean and Riley Cooper probably said, dude, what are you doing? I mean, what are you doing? Seriously. We're racist, but what are you doing? Now, here's the other point I wanted to make. I could see the entire rest of the NBA current playing group, means teams in the playoffs, all saying, hey, Clips, we'll do what you want. If you walk, we'll walk. That's a stand, John. Not 12, 13 guys even. The stand is the Washington Wizards, the Chicago Bulls, the Golden State Warriors, the Toronto Raptors, the Brooklyn Nets, the San Antonio Spurs. If they had all said, we will follow your lead and had done that, now you got my attention, big time.
Especially on today, what this anniversary meant. Because remember, they stripped Ali of everything. Freedom, the ability to make money. And in today's, could you imagine what Ali would have made in his prime in today's boxing market?
Yeah, but I don't think Muhammad Ali did that just for the black community, though, either, John.
No, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Because he was hated by not only whites, but blacks also.
Yeah. I mean, I see some significance there, but I see more of that in tune with what Ali really believed at that time. He was Cassius Clay, after all. He was not Cassius Clay when he, you know,
right,
for too much longer.
Absolutely.
So I get that part of it. I don't know if that's as significant as I'd like to make it out to be. I think what's more significant is that you have a guy who has some total past history where this is coming from, and somebody decided that whether you could be it, whether it's admissible in court or not, they were hell bent for leather, whether it be for their own sake, their own gain, and it's going to be she obviously has the axe to grind with the lawsuit out there from the wife and whatnot. And the fact that the quote was, she's got an evil heart.
Taking the community property, quote unquote.
Yeah, I think that she finally decided that she was going to do something about it, whether for her gain or not. But she was at least exposed it for what it was, using his words, not someone else's.
Right.
That to me was the difference.
I understand, you know, because I heard Vinny on, and I understand what the players are saying. Look. This is a league, man. This is a ownership manner. You know, we have our little protests, but I think since they have the leverage, they have the power of their performance. And as long as you are out there within those lines, you have that power.
Yeah. No. I mean, I hear what you're saying. I hear all the points. All points good, all points valid at that point. Look, John, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no
Talk
problem.
Soon. Thanks, buddy. All right. There's John Davis. Yeah, I don't mind the Ali reference and the historical significance of this day in history for the former Cassius Clay and Muhammad Ali. I just know too much, and I think we all do that. What he did wasn't necessarily, unfortunately, for the black community. It was for other purposes, many of which were his. But it's certainly significant. I'm not dissonant by any stretch of the imagination. 248-848-1130. You've had time to marinate on this, really, you have. It's been a good 48 hours. And I knew that when we came in Monday at 7 o'clock, you know, where would it be at this point? And I knew that we'd be at a point where something was scheduled, and that's the next link in the chain, is that what is going to happen tomorrow at 2 o'clock when Adam Silver has his press conference for the NBA. That'll be a big deal. That'll be most interesting. To see where he goes, because, boy, I'll tell you what, if you wanted to kick off your tenure as commissioner on some kind of foot, this is the foot to lead with. Wow. 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
What a pair of loons!
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
At 8:22, it's time for On This Day in 1984, as always brought to you by Comerica Bank. We look back at the Tigers' run to the World Series 30 years ago. April 28, 1984 was a Saturday. Tigers were home against the Indians. One day after suffering only the second loss of the season, an 8-4 final in a wild 19-inning game. 19 innings at Tiger Stadium. Glenn Abbott pitched the last five innings, gave up four runs in the 19th, all unearned runs. Thanks to an error by Kirk Gibson, who also went 0-7 at the plate. Thanks, Gibby. Could have been worse. Andre Thornton went 0-9 for Cleveland. But it was a new day on the 28th. Jack Morris on the mound facing Rick Behenna for the Indians, who gave up an RBI single to Darrell Evans in the first, gave up a two-run double to Alan Trammell in the second. It was 3-0 Tigers in the fourth when Mike Hargrove, the human rain delay they used to call him, grounded out, scoring Tony Bernizard. A Morris wild pitch plated Julio Franco. I like saying plated. Julio Franco. Tigers' lead was cut to 3-2, but in the Tigers' half of the fourth, Chet Lemon hit a solo shot, solo homer off Behenna, his fourth of the season, and Lou Whitaker smacked his third, a two-run shot, and it was all of a sudden 6-2 Tigers. That's how it ended. Morris allowed nothing else for his fifth victory. It was 5-0, a complete game three-hitter. Detroit was 17-2 with one more left in the series against Cleveland. 30 years ago today, on the road to the World Series. And as always, it's presented to you by the good people at Comerica Bank. Sportsnet with Parker the Man. Mark the Man Wilson. Rob is off, but he will be chiming in at 9 o'clock. He's at his thing. I mean, it's a big deal in Columbia University. He's paying it back, people. He's a proud graduate of the graduate program at Columbia, Ivy League school. And so he had this planned long before we even started here, which is now about a month and a half ago, at Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan. I would tell you to go watch us at parkertheman.com. Is that right now, kids? We can't currently do that? Oh, it's coming. It's coming. So stand by. And if you want to go back to watching us online at parkertheman.com or premiersportstalknetwork.com, you will be able to do so because this room right now is filled. 30 seconds? In 30 seconds, if you were dying to see me from two angles, Scott just said, you can do so. Two angles, because when Parker's not here, you get both cameras on the only important person in this room. No, my mom's not here, but you can settle for me anyhow. That's just how it'll work. I called today kind of the world versus Donald Sterling. Donald Tokowitz Sterling changed his name to Sterling a long time ago. And there has been incredible reaction, not just from people over this, but obviously from sponsors to Los Angeles Clippers games on TV and otherwise. CarMax was the first to pull out today, said we're not into it. We have no affiliation with a guy, the owner of the team, who could be that racist. Virgin America was the second one. Is that Branson? Is that his company? State Farm suspended pending. They want to see what happens here, meaning right now their ads are off, but they might come back on depending on it. I don't know what they would depend on, but they said that maybe just to be protective. Kia has pulled. Red Bull also pulled, and now others have come by. I just thought it was hilarious in a way that that the village people said, no more using, we're back on, parkertheman.com. Oh, thank God we're back on, so you can see me. We always wanted you to be able to hear us. That the village people, no more usage of YMCA, no more, now that we're on, I might as well just, you know, do the YMCA thingy. I'm not going to play. Gary, you want to play? We play YMCA. I mean, it's just funny that, you know, if they're gonna pull the song from, you know, Staples when the Clippers are there, you want me to find it or can you get it? Me get it? I gotta get it and talk at the same time? That's almost impossible. I can't even walk. I can't chew gum either. Gary's gonna find it. I don't know why, but maybe there's one or two people out there that have never heard the song YMCA. That they play at sporting events all the time. But that actually, I mean, that actually happened. They reacted to the thing, to the tape from the girl and him by saying, you know what? We don't want our song being played at Staples anymore when you guys are on the court, which is, you know, there's a lot of things that if I'm Blake Griffin and Chris Paul and whether it be J.J. Redick or anybody else on that Clipper team, whether it be Jamal Crawford, Michigan's very own, or Doc Rivers, a lot of this is going to affect them. It's going to affect the way they go to the arena. It's going to affect, you know, we'll see tomorrow, Mark Jackson called for a boycott. Boycott the game for fans not to bother showing up. You know, I like stands being made, but I'm hopeful that something happens at 2 o'clock to convince you that this is that we're getting rid of this guy. That we're taking them down a peg or two. That it's not important. Gary, if you have it, you can go for it anytime. But if we're gonna play it, I wanna see some dancing in that room. Saren, it starts with you. What do you mean no? That's not an answer. What you should do is come in here and do it. I hear it's like having some issues. So this is not to be played any more Clippers games. That's it. It's out. And I think, which one is the guy that did it? I'm being very careful. It was the cop. He's the one that made the ruling today. What was his name? Like Vince Willis or something? Is that correct? EP Vince Willis is his name? Who's the actual one of the original members of it? Come on. There we go. But see, this is no good. That's no fun. You all should be in this room doing it. Boo! I'm gonna give you sad face. I'm gonna give you grumpy cat face. See, now it's so addictive you can't get rid of it. I hate this dude. I hate it. Why don't you just play in the Navy next? All right, fine. Gary, get rid of it. We got a sports wrap coming up next. We're halfway home. If you want to be a part of it, you know the number, use it. 248-848-1130. You can check us on Twitter, Facebook as well. We'll take it any which way but loose. 248-848-1130. Rob coming up after 9 o'clock tonight as well from New York City. Sports Night with Parker and Amanda, Detroit's 1130, WDFN, The Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130, WDFN, The Fan.